Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you have a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, at the time of this posting, we are coming up on the Labor Day holiday weekend. Now, many people are getting out of town for that one last hurrah before buckling down into the school and work routine. I don't know where you live, but my youngest son went to school on Tuesday, and he had school on Wednesday and Thursday, and then is off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the Labor Day weekend, and getting back to school on Tuesday. Now, back in the day when his mother and I were in school, school usually started after the Labor Day holiday, so we had one more week of summer vacation before we had to buckle down and get to school. But I think that the school systems around here kind of started before the Labor Day holiday, I guess, to stock up on snow days, potential snow days during the winter, so that they have a few extra days to play around with in case of severe weather where they would have to close the school. That's the only thing I could think of. But it just doesn't make sense to me that the kids would have Monday off and then would have to work, go to school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then have Friday off. It's like, might as well start them out on Monday so you at least get 4 days in so they can get used to the routine. But that's just me. But I digress. We thought we would share some tips from prior podcasts that may be relevant for the weekend. And again, if you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, you'll click on Let's Talk Insurance, bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just go to that blog in the upper right. There is a search bar. Type in Labor Day Tips 2023, and that will bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast with links from the previous podcast articles that I'm going to be discussing today. Now, if you're going to the beach this weekend, remember to pay attention to the flags. Most beaches have flag warning systems in place to let beachgoers know the condition of the water. Now, I've talked about this earlier this summer. About their different flags, like green flag, it's like it's okay, everybody can get in the water. Yellow flag is there's a little bit of choppiness or there's a little bit of wave action, so be careful. Red is like please don't go in the water. Double red is like absolutely do not get in the water whatsoever. Stop, stop, stop. Do not go in the water. So make sure you take pay attention to the flags. I would suggest that if you're on social media that you follow the particular beach you visit, follow them on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, because usually what they do is they will post that day's flag to let you know what the conditions of the water are, so that before you even leave the house, you'll know that you know today is a double red flag day. That means nobody can go in the water, so let's plan on doing something else. Or if it's a green flag, great, let's pack up the picnic basket and let's go down to the beach and have some fun. Now, the second tip I want to share from that article, again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle link page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. Just type in Labor Day Tips 2023, and I'm going to have links to the full article. The articles that I share, I'm only going to share like two tips from each article, just because there are a lot of tips on there that you can certainly take advantage of. The second tip I have for you is be visible if drowning. If you find yourself drowning or about to drown, call out for help and wave your arms above the water. Float or tread water on your back if you're able to. Make as much noise as you can. Wave your arms so that even if you can't scream, somebody, if they see movement in the water and they see you waving your arms, that would be a universal sign that I need help, and hopefully somebody will be out there to help you. Now, the second set of tips has to do with camping. If you're going camping, you might want to remember, watch the weather and plan accordingly. The weather can change in an instant, so watch the weather forecast before you leave. Pack accordingly for the weather expected, such as rain or high heat and humidity. And then the second tip that I want to share with that is protect yourself from insects. Use non-water soluble insect repellents and check yourself and others, including pets, for ticks, even in unlikely areas. Wear long pants, long sleeve shirts when hiking, and it is recommended you put your clothing in the dryer on high heat for at least 10 minutes when you get home to kill any insects that may have come home in your clothing. Now, that's very important. Ticks have been on the rise, especially in our area. I've noticed that there have been some information regarding ticks, so you definitely want to check yourself. And then look up online. If you do have a tick, look up online the proper way to remove a tick. Don't just like scratch it out with your nail or try to pull it off, because you may end up pulling the body off and the head would remain. So definitely take a look online. Just type in how to remove a tick, and it will give you the proper way to remove it intact, because you don't want that little head stuck in there, because that little head has poison or something that can still make you very, very sick. Make sure that you check your pets as well. Even during the summer, if your pets have been outside for any length of time, just go over their body and double check to make sure that they don't have any ticks. And again, remove them properly, just for the safety and health of your pet and yourself. I know it's hot. When you go hiking, you're going to want to wear shorts. You're going to wear a short sleeve shirt. But with mosquitoes and, you know, other flying insects and ticks, you want to be prepared. So wear long pants and long sleeve shirts when you go out hiking. And then, again, it's recommended that you put your clothing in the dryer on high heat for at least 10 minutes when you get home. You don't have to wash them. They just say throw them before you wash them. Throw them in the dryer real quick for 10 minutes on high heat, and that'll kill anything that may have caught a ride home with you. Last tip I want to share with you is if you're staying home and grilling out, whether using a charcoal grill or a gas grill, never use them in an enclosed space. Both grills can generate a large amount of carbon dioxide gas, which can poison you. And then also, never use gasoline on any grill. Fires caused by gasoline are major sources for burns. Just reminds me of the... I'm sure you've seen the video on YouTube or maybe on TikTok or other social media where somebody had a huge bonfire and they just doused it in gasoline and then went to light it, and the whole thing just blew out and the gentleman caught fire, and it was like running for his life and he's on fire. Gasoline's no joke, so don't mess around with that. Again, if you're going to use your charcoal grill, use lighter fluid or a fluid that, you know, some sort of starter fluid that is specifically rated for charcoal grills. Just be smart is what I'm saying, is be smart. I've got, as far as grilling out, there are many more tips as far as how long potato salad and other cold things should be out on the picnic table before they get in the danger zone. So lots more tips. Again, you could go to our website, mbpinsure.us, lower middle lane page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, just go in the upper right, type in Labor Day Tips 2023, and that will bring you to today's blog post with links to all three of the articles that I referenced today. We hope you and yours have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And again, check the links above for more tips to help keep your holiday safe. I wrote that at the bottom. I'm reading off of the blog post today. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful and safe holiday weekend. Just relax and take time out for yourself, your friends, your family, and just relax a little bit before you get back to the grind next week. Until next time, take care.